So just as Sharon gets chucked out of Phil's and is being told that she doesn't deserve family, out step Vicky and Alex and Joel. Ooh.
Nope.
So,
Start that
what?
again.
Why?
It's called Ross.
Oh, and the actor's called Alex, that's why. Yeah, and I've called him Alex all the way through these notes.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 31st of March 2025 and the 3rd of April 2025. How are you all? Hope you're well. I'm back. I'm in the UK. I'm on the same soil as my great host, Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
And about time too, swanning it around Turkey for 3 weeks. Three
Was.
weeks, are the other half lived. Do you have a nice time?
I did, thank you. Yeah, don't feel like I've been away though. You know, once you get back
No.
from holiday, you're like,
You're back to reality. Oh,
I'm
and of course,
back.
gravity.
Yes.
Whoop-a-dee-a-bee-a-dee.
I can't do it in other words, but
Nope,
yeah,
it's the
there we
only
go.
rap song I know because I'm
Yes.
112. There we go.
Well, didn't want to
Well,
say.
do you know what, Ree? Slightly
Yeah.
momentous occasion. We're 2 years old this week. That's nice, isn't it? Can you believe it? 2 years we've been doing this. It staggers us every single time that we have been doing something at all for
So
this
consistently.
long. Congratulations, Ree. Well done.
Congrats, Rob. Well done.
Thank
Well,
you.
you were doing it before me, to be
I
fair,
was.
but you know,
But if you'd have told
as a team.
me and Ree at uni we'd be doing something together for this long, we wouldn't have believed you.
Would have been like, yeah, all right, chill
Two
out.
years old, and here's to the next two at the very least. That's
Hey,
nice. And
cheers, Rob.
your daughter's birthday coming up as well, isn't it?
Yeah, she's three this week, which I can't believe. On, well, next week, on next Wednesday, I know.
Next year she'll be going to big school. Can you believe that?
Well, she's going to preschool in
Nah,
September.
nursery soon, yeah. That's a
I
good
can't
warm-up
believe
for
it.
it. But now you should be, oh no. What's happened? Time's crazy,
I
isn't it?
know.
Absolutely
It is.
crazy.
The older you get, the quicker time seems to fly, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I bet it's
mad.
going right quick for you then, isn't it,
Oh
Rob?
God, I just had a birthday then. Wow, what happened? Oh God, I had another one. Jesus Christ, yeah. Honest to God, it's scary. So on to this week's EastEnders. Quite the interesting week. We've got some new characters to discuss. Well, two new
Ooh,
characters and an old character
and
played by a new
yeah,
actor who
a
feels
new
like a new
character,
character.
another, yeah, she is
Yeah.
new, let's be real.
But with
Well,
like very heavy connotations towards old characters as well, because
yes.
she's literally Michelle's daughter, isn't she? Vicky. Very
Yes,
much so.
literally,
Very
yeah.
much so. So we've got much to discuss this week. But before we do that, we've got a calendar to change. March
Yay!
feels like it's absolutely snailed by. I feel like I've been staring at this gorgeous picture of Peter for years.
Could be
So
worse, Rabbi.
it could be much worse. That's a very, very, very nice picture. Right. I will see you soon, Pete. I might just stick that aside and stick it on the wall personally. But we are now into April. Oh, it's Howie. It's
Howie with some
Howie.
bunny ears on for Easter.
Very Eastery picture there, isn't it? It's got like his ear rabbits, his rabbit ears. That's what I was trying to
Rabbit
say.
ears, that's the
Rabbit
one.
ears, few Easter eggs kicking around. And a rabbit sticking out of a
Lovely.
towel, sticking out of his
When is
shorts.
he? So he's late, isn't it? Easter this year, actually.
Very late this year, Easter. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know
Does
when it
it
all
tell
gets
you on the
decided.
calendar? On
Good
there?
Friday. Easter Monday's on the 21st of April.
Wow, that's a late one.
Well, late, isn't it?
Right on.
Really, really late. Right, ladies and gents, let's crack on with this week's Crack On Like an Egg. Aha! With this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, we'll kick off this week's Albert Square After Dark. We're talking about Peter, Lauren, and Kathy, and a bit of Ian as well. So Peter has decided that he needs to invest in the future of his relationship with Lauren, mainly because he misses a scan. Now, I cannot think of any good reason why, especially seeing as though his main reason for missing the scan was because he's worried about Cindy, who has not only blocked him, but appears to have disappeared off the face of the earth. And it's sort of like you didn't go to your scan for that. Is that good enough reason, Peter? Really?
No. See,
No.
like, if it was just like a normal, because, like, towards the end in my pregnancy, I had quite a few growth scans, but it weren't because there were anything particularly wrong. And you can't always get, you know, your partner can't always get time off work. But the fact that Lauren was nervous for this scan and she
Yeah.
had difficulties, he should have been there a
Oh, there
thousand
was
percent.
no excuse whatsoever
No.
for him not being there. She
No.
turned around to him and said, "I haven't felt the baby moving like all
Yeah.
day." So I'm a bit worried about that. And I am slightly concerned about all the drugs that I was taking in the lead up to this moment. So, and I think rightly so concerned about that. I'm frankly amazed that this baby's okay. I really, really am. This baby is going to
That we
come
know
out of
of.
Lauren made of Teflon, I suspect.
I wonder if, well, do you know what? We're saying all this, right? And some women, they have, what are they called? The cryptic pregnancies where they don't actually know they're pregnant and they'll have been drinking all the way through, smoking,
That's
and the
true,
baby's
yeah.
come out fine. So you never know, to be fair. I'm
That's
sure a
true,
lot of
that's
women
true.
have done worse not knowing they were pregnant and had,
Well,
okay pregnancies and births.
some people do things worse when they know that they're pregnant, Ree. So
Well,
yeah,
there's
you've got
that as
very
well,
good
but that's
points.
just,
But
that's for another day, isn't
that's for
it?
another discussion. So Lauren obviously is not too thrilled with Peter. Cindy, meanwhile, has blocked Peter. Now I didn't know this. You know that I didn't know this little symbol that if it turns into like a ghost, it means that they blocked them. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Is that on like Facebook or on your phone?
I thought it was just on his phone, but maybe it was maybe the implication. No, because it must be because he was trying to, she was trying to text him and everything. He was trying to text her and everything, wasn't he? And
Oh
then
yeah, he
looked at
was, weren't
the
he?
little picture that she's got in his phone, and it was a little ghost. So apparently that means that she's blocked him.
Surely they wouldn't tell somebody that you blocked them like that, though. And I feel like it must be Facebook or something where you make your
Maybe,
account
yeah.
private. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Nobody ever blocks me. They wouldn't dare.
We wouldn't know, would we then?
No, I wouldn't know. I'm far too popular. So he decides, in order to make up for the fact that he was frankly an idiot by not going to Lauren's scan, he decides to propose to her in the middle of Beale's Eels. And Lauren, I think rightly, turns around to him and tells him to bugger off.
Well, yeah.
Although the reason that she turned him down was because she's actually still concerned about the fact that she cannot remember Christmas Day whatsoever because she was off her tits on morphine and has no idea whether she attacked Cindy or not. So her reasoning basically is, how can we get married when I might have tried to kill your mother? That feels
I
like an
mean,
unhealthy relationship.
that's quite good of her, really, isn't it, to say no for, based on that reason when you think
More
about
consideration
it?
than Peter gave her when not going to the scan, I would argue.
Yes, a lot more. Although, I don't know, it's been very weird, I feel like, this storyline this week.
I know. And it's just the Kathy thing. It just feels wrong with it being Kathy, doesn't it? Like they're giving reasons for it to be Kathy now. I think they're trying to sort of make it make sense now. But
Justify
it just,
it.
yeah, but it just feels weird calling Kathy an attempted murderer. It really does. It just doesn't feel right in my head.
It feels quite clumsy as well because you've got to say, oh, well, in that moment, I were really angry. And it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, but you wouldn't kill someone. Come on, this is
You have been
ridiculous.
that
And
angry
then,
so many times, Kathy. Like,
yeah.
you know, when Walnut Brown was around, you never tried to kill him. And
No.
arguably, well, not even arguably, whatever he did is 10 times worse than anything Cindy did to you personally.
Yeah.
So it just
Yeah.
feels odd, doesn't it?
And then, but then she's saying, oh, yeah, I tried to kill her. And, oh, well, almost
Lols.
brushing it off a bit. Yeah, like, lol,
This is what I
YOLO. And
mean.
then going to Martin's coffin afterwards and being all like, oh, why did you have to die? And it's like,
Yeah, it's the two cafes don't really gel that well, do they? And it
No.
just I think it is because they're going down the road of because it was an attempted murder rather than a murder. It widens their goals of who they could have given the role to because attempted murder in the eyes of the soap viewer is more forgivable than actual murder. So they
She
can
just
give it
didn't
to
do it
Kathy.
properly, though. She would have
Exactly.
murdered her. She'd have,
Yeah, it's
yeah,
by
it's
more luck
not.
than judgment that she didn't kill her. And Peter, I think, hit the nail on the head. They didn't. I would have liked them to have gone a little bit further into this in Peter's mindset when they were turned when she when he turned around and he sort of went to say, you know, just like Lucy, but then sort of stopped himself. And I personally would have liked him to have gone the full hog with that, like saying to Kathy, "How could you have done that to me when I lost my sister by someone whacking her over the head?" And you know, you're sat there being all sympathetic. Looking at Bex, who's lost her dad, but you were quite happy to put me in that situation by losing my mum. It just
This is what's
doesn't
not
sit
making
right,
sense,
doesn't
is
it?
it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like I was
it's.
thinking that with that scene with Bex in background, and I'm like, so Kathy, you feel bad that she's lost her dad, but you're
Yeah.
going to take your grandson's mother away
Yeah. Yeah. It feels weird, doesn't it?
for having an affair. It's Cindy. Do
Yeah.
you even know her? Like, come on, she's
Yeah.
probably going to do it again. Like, you
Probably.
can't kill her every time she has an affair
No. Exactly. She will have
or
another
try
affair.
to.
Trust me. She will have another affair. I mean, if Ian takes her back. Do you reckon Ian will take Cindy back at some point? Probably. Probably. Let's be
Yeah,
real here. It's
convenient,
Ian.
isn't it?
It's Ian. He'll convince himself that Cindy's changed and then she'll do it all over again.
I'm
Probably,
trying to think.
maybe,
Go on.
even when Max arrives. Because now they're getting married, people are going to come to this wedding, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know Lauren's not exactly talking to Max.
Oh, I see.
At the
I'm
moment.
like, why are you assuming Max is here? Like,
No.
He's not here yet. What are you on about?
He's not here yet. But this is potentially a door to letting Max back on the show again with the wedding coming up, right?
Well, there's been a lot of doors where he could have come
I
back,
know.
to be fair, Rob.
Many
I don't know if
doors.
it's going to happen, is it?
No,
If
there's been
he's
more
not been
doors than
back for
Harrods.
40 years.
No, I know. But I feel like this is potentially a way in to bring Max back. Now, yes, Lauren and Max aren't speaking at the moment, but I can see Max sort of hearing about the wedding somehow and come crawling back to try and get Lauren back into his family unit and then meeting Cindy. Because that's what I want. My ultimate end goal is for Cindy and Max to meet and be together, because I feel like
Of
they'd just be
course.
electric on screen together. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, 100%. They
Because,
need to have an affair first,
oh
obviously, and
yeah, and only
then they can get be a
Cindy.
couple and then have more affairs separately, but then also be together.
Imagine
Yeah,
Cindy being
brilliant.
the one that's being cheated on. It's beautiful. It writes itself. It's fantastic.
It
And
does.
only Cindy would have an affair with someone who was involved in her own son's death. She'd do that without even blinking. Absolutely, she would. And it's an insane character thing for anybody to do, but for Cindy, it would work.
Yes, I agree.
So
Bring
I
Max back
want
then.
that. Yeah,
Let's bring him
please.
back.
Can we have Max back, please? Thank you very much. Potential there. Loads. The wedding looks to be going ahead. Lauren kind of, because Kathy confesses to Lauren, once she realises that what she's done is potentially going to just disintegrate this relationship and make her grandson even more unhappy, she says to Lauren, well, actually, it was me. I did it. You didn't do it. I did it. And Lauren promptly goes and tells Peter about it. And Peter sort of kind of goes mad at everyone, including Ian, because he knew about it. And he's sort of like, this family's ridiculous. Like, why do we keep doing this to each other? Like, can we stop hitting each other over the head, please, and then keeping it from me? That'd be great, thanks. Can we stop, please? Silly, isn't
Even Lauren, though, were a bit like, oh, well, she was doing everyone's head in, on Christmas Day,
it?
Peter. Like, it's kind
Yeah,
of
come on.
fair.
She was being a dick. I know that. But at the same time, and to be fair, Peter looked like he was going to knock her around the head at one point. So it's not like he can 100% sort of sit back and be all sanctimonious about it. But at the same time, I do get his thinking because his family is ridiculous.
Yeah, he
Beatles
still
are
doesn't.
insane.
Do you know, even up until this week, there were part of me that still thought, is Kathy covering for Peter? Obviously, that's been confirmed. And just got to accept fully,
Definitely,
it
yeah.
was Kathy.
It's Kathy. Kathy
It
did
was
it.
Kathy.
Kathy did it.
Although she could be covering for Kurdjo, though, Rob, let's be real,
Yeah, she could.
right?
All Louis, of course. All Louis, yeah.
All the way. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a possible.
Do you know what?
Imagine.
I wish they just kind of said I was really drunk or something like that. You know what I mean? Just to sort of give it that. It wouldn't still wouldn't have been that great, but at least if we'd known that Kathy was hammered when it happened, you could sort of make it a bit more forgivable in terms of accepting that Kathy was the one that did it.
And it would have been quite fitting because we've had a few scenes of Kathy getting drunk in past year. It would have
And Kathy's
made,
hilarious when she's drunk. So it would have been quite entertaining, but hey ho, we are where we are. Lauren Beale, that seems to be on the horizon.
Why not?
Why not?
She might go Beale. She might go Brandon Beale.
Branning Beale? I can see, I wonder that though, actually, because Lauren isn't exactly proud of her family, is
No.
she? Obviously the Abbey thing, but would she want to keep her dad's name just for the sake of that? I don't think she would. I think
No,
she'd be quite
I
happy to
think.
turn into a Beale. And she's basically, as Ian said to her, she's basically been a member of that family for years anyway, so she may as well become a Beale officially. Makes sense.
I don't think she's got much attachment to the Branning name, has she?
No, until Daddy
No.
comes back. That's fingers crossed, people. Fingers crossed. You know what I mean? I mean, I've said what I've said about the Kathy stuff. I'm over it. I'm fine. It's happened. But I just sort of just like, oh, it feels odd. But I'm over it. It's fine.
It's clumsy. That's the only way I can describe it. It's
It
all a
does
bit
feel a bit.
clumsy.
Yeah. But.
I think we're now at the point where they're trying to just make, like, the family find out, the people who
Yeah.
kind of need to know
Yeah,
find
yeah, yeah.
out, and then we're all supposed to just kind of forget about it.
Yeah. Well, the other weird
I
thing is that
think that's what's
Cindy
going to
knows about
happen.
it as well. Like, Cindy's aware of it with Tatra, and Peter was literally the only one by the end who didn't know.
Well,
So
there is that.
it's.
Is Cindy going to come back and want revenge?
Well,
Because
yeah.
that would be quite realistic. She's just going to have some over Kathy, isn't she, and use it
Yeah,
to her advantage.
the Harvey thing, right? That's what we decided. She's going to come back, and the first thing she's going to do is walk into that house and see Kathy and Harvey in each other's arms, and she's going to immediately have ammo. That's going to be
We've not seen
marvellous.
anything on that this week, have we?
No.
We've seen all this other stuff with Kathy and nothing of Harvey.
As soon as they start seeing each other again, I bet we're not far away from Cindy's ultimate return. Very, very exciting. So there we are then. That's that storyline. And now let's move on to the run-up to Martin's funeral.
So we had Sonia and Bianca
Yes.
celebrating Mother's Day, didn't we, this week at Beals Eels? And
Yes.
somebody was overhearing their conversations, it would appear, a journalist from a podcast. I mean, these podcasters
I
these
know
days,
you can't
right?
trust a podcast as far as you could throw them. With regards to that scene, I do want to just give a little shout out to Brunch Buckets.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
What a
God,
fab.
yeah.
I've never heard that description with regards to booze before, but it's what I'm using from
Same.
here on in. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Brunch
As long
buckets.
as you know the person, Rob, because you don't want to do an
No.
Ian and you know. No, you
No,
should say it.
that's just the word
Why
for
not?
boobs now. Brunch buckets. I'm gonna go out the night out and say, "Hello, love, I like the look of your brunch buckets." That's just the way I think
Yeah.
it's a fabulous term. Brian Kirkwood is filth, by the way. His scripts are always coming out with terms
Yeah,
like
it
this.
is.
Very
Yeah, you're
Brian Kirkwood
right.
script the other day. Very good. Anyway, you were
Brilliant.
saying.
So anyway, as I was
Yes.
saying, Bianca has now been offered a sum of money, £2,000, to give her story on this podcast, right?
Yes.
Are we suspicious of this podcast? Because I feel like I've got a feeling I know where this is going.
Oh, where do you think it's going?
Right. So I also watch another soap called Neighbours, and they've just done
Rest in
this, a very
peace.
similar, yeah, well, they've just done a very similar storyline on there. Well, I say just, I'm a bit behind. Where one of the characters had a bad incident happen. She's told her side of the story on a podcast, but then they've
Okay.
edited it to make her look like the guilty person to get
Right.
people talking and say, oh, is everything as it seems? And I feel like this is what they're going to do with Bianca, if I'm honest, and try and
Oh,
paint
okay.
Reese as a good guy. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, she listened to an episode of this podcast
Yeah.
that's being offered to her. 2 grand, by the way. When she was on about saying, "Oh, we've got a good amount of money for you on this," I thought this was going to be like some insane amount of money that was going to be a good reason for her to be leaving the square, like with a brand new life, because she's got all this podcast money.
Yeah.
2 grand's not going to get you that far, to be fair, is it?
No.
I kind of understand this because the rise of podcasts is big these days. Literally, we're living proof. Anybody can do a
Anyone can get a mic these
podcast.
days, honestly. Take these mics off people, will you?
Honestly,
Too many of them
anybody,
at it.
far too many. I can sort of see why people would be attracted to giving a podcast. Because the thing about podcasts is it's typically quite unedited, as our listeners may be aware. It's very sort of like, I think you feel that you can be more honest towards a podcast because you're typically doing like an hour's recording or something. If you listen to enough of them, you get the format. You know, I'm doing about an
Yeah.
hour's worth of recording here. So the majority of it will be me speaking. So
Yeah.
can they make me look bad from that? I don't think they can. So I can understand
Well,
why Bianca was thinking, yeah, 2 grand. Thank you very much. I'll do that.
see, this is what Holly thought on Neighbours though,
Is
Rob.
it?
And it all, yeah, and it they edited it and made her look like the bad guy. Because
Wow.
they were trying to get, this is what I'm wondering if this is where they're headed with it, because
Yeah.
otherwise I don't really understand why we're having it. So
Okay.
surely that's where they're going with it. Surely it's not just going to be Bianca tells her side of the story and everybody lived happily ever after and she got
No, I
£2,000
suppose
for
not.
it. So is it that they're going to edit it and make it look like actually Bianca was the unhinged one and things weren't as bad as they've said, and maybe they're going to try and make it look like they killed Reese but made it look like an accident? I don't know, something like that,
Possibly,
perhaps.
possibly. I mean, the thing is, Sonia doesn't know that this is happening. Like, Bianca originally asked for her permission because I think that, you know, she was saying, you can be interviewed too. This could be great therapy for us. And Sonia's like, can you sod off? I'd never want to speak of this
Go
man
and get
again.
actual therapy, Bianca,
Actual
instead of
therapy,
like a podcast,
please.
yeah.
Yeah, because that isn't therapy. That's just you having 2 grand to rant into a microphone for an hour. Okay, that's not therapy. That won't help you. But Bianca's like, do you know what? I think it will. And I sort of agree in the sense that Bianca's like, well, do you know what? This is what I want to do. This, I feel like talking to somebody who appears to be quite understanding about it is going to help me. And in fairness, going back to the argument they had a few weeks ago, I feel like Bianca had a much worse time with it because she was the one that was locked up for 2 months.
I
Sonia,
actually
yeah, I
agree.
agree. She went to prison and everything. I'm not denying
Yeah.
that, but I feel like Bianca had a much worse time on the whole. So I say it's in Bianca's court whether she wants to do this or not, right?
I agree. And she ended up in that situation because she was trying to help Sonia. And
Yeah.
Sonia, sorry, had her blinkers on and didn't want to listen to her
Yeah.
sister.
Yeah.
I also think it's somewhat empowering for Bianca. I don't know if she is quite seeing it like this, but for her, she gets to tell the story on her own terms rather than everybody gossiping and speculating about what happened. At least Bianca can say, I'm going to tell my side of the story and exactly what did happen, instead of being worried about people staring at me in the street and going, oh, that's them, you know, they were all in on it kind of thing. At least she can go, no, my sister didn't know, this is what actually happened. Whether it's going to go like that, I'm not convinced.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I know. I can see what you mean. I'm just struggling to sort of see how they would make Bianca. Mind you, it's Bianca. So if she goes a bit unhinged on the microphone, I imagine that they could have a ball with her in an editing suite. So I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I sort of feel like I don't know how they're going to make Bianca look like the bad guy in that situation because she ultimately was kidnapped. Unless they're going to just make her seem totally unhinged and like somebody who wasn't even connected to it and just wants to, you know.
But I can imagine Bianca saying something without thinking and blurting out like, well, I'm glad he's dead now, or something like that, and then editing that and making it go, oh, well, is that because she killed him? Is that how
Well,
glad she
to be
is?
fair, she in a roundabout way, she did kill him because she was the one that pushed him when the bath fell on him. So they could have fun with that. Time will tell. Meanwhile, Bex is back. Nice to see Bex. Nice to see
Yeah,
Bex.
loving
I'm
it.
pleased. Pleased she's back. Pleased she's back. And played by the same actress. That's always nice. So I'm pleased to see that.
And she's done well, actually, because it's not an
She
easy thing to
just.
come back to, is it?
No,
Like, she's not
straight into
able to just be
grieving.
happy Bex.
No, straight into grieving her dad. I thought there was some nice, sweet stuff with her and Sonia. You know, she meets her little sister Julia, and she wants to go and actually see Martin at the is it
Chapel
crematorium or the
arrest?
chapel arrest? That's it. Yeah,
Is that what they call
he's
it?
not been cremated yet. Go see Martin's coffin, basically. And Sonia seems to be struggling with this. And then I think what they basically did with Sonia this week was basically kind of make Sonia realize that Martin was effectively the love of her life. I thought was the narrative they were going for here.
Yeah, I got that impression without directly saying it. Or maybe one of the loves of her life. But he
I can
was
see
definitely.
that. I can see it. I mean, people are automatically then went and started like looking back over the history, and you know, there's moments where Sonia was slagging Martin after something chronic to Jamie, and when Stacey and Martin were first together, Martin, I think there's a clip going around where Martin said, "Thank God I'm not with Sonia anymore. I was miserable." But I don't mind them sort of making Sonia and Martin. Look, because they were you know, there's quite a classic couple. They were together for quite a long time. They had a lovely friendship in the end. So
You
I can
kind of
kind of
view them as
see.
family, though, don't you, in a way? They were family to each other,
Yeah,
even
it
though
would feel
obviously they
weird getting
weren't
them back together
family.
now, wouldn't it? If Martin was still alive. But
It would have.
I can see where, especially seeing as though Sonia is fresh out of this ridiculous relationship that she's just come out of, where it turns out her boyfriend was a killer. I can kind of see why she'd look back on her relationship with Martin with a sense of romance and sort of think, do you know what? I was happy then. God knows, compared to now, I was happy with Martin. You know, I got Bex out of it. It was perfect compared to my life now. So I can kind of see what they're going for with that.
It was do you know what? I was totally expecting an open casket though, with how she didn't want to go in. Were you expecting that?
I was thinking we were going to see Martin, just kind of lying there with his eyes closed for a bit, but. You know, I mean, it's been that long. I would imagine Martin's rotting away by now.
Well, no, this is what I was thinking, but then apart because I was so confused watching, because I was like, why does Bex want to go and see him in that state? And now then when I saw it with a
Yeah,
coffin, I was like, oh, this makes
that
sense.
makes
But
more sense. Yeah.
it kind of felt like Sonia's role when she went to the coffin was for us to have closure from Sonia and Stacey in a way, because she was talking a bit on behalf of Stacey, weren't she? Who's still not back. Is she going to be
No,
back properly next week or
I think
just for
she's
the
back.
funeral?
Yeah, I think she's back properly next week. I think it's sort of, and I
Wow.
suspect, I don't know, but I suspect that Ruby's leaving next week as well after the funeral.
Yeah,
I
fair.
suspect.
Bye, Ruby. I don't
Because,
care.
yeah, I
Sorry.
can't really see what else she'd be doing, to be honest. It's not been the biggest of returns, really, has it?
I actually really am getting very annoyed by Ruby, which is, are you now? Like, you were fully like Team Ruby a few weeks ago.
Well, trust me, the sympathy that I had for her is somewhat depleted. I think I pity her now more than anything because I'm sort of seeing her as this woman who is desperately trying to cling on to something that deep down she knows isn't true. So
yeah, she said it this week, didn't she? She did. Like, she basically admitted we were in love with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she knows it all deep down, and and I feel like she's basically maybe just doing it for Roman now more than anything, or trying to keep up appearances as to why she'd be putting so much emotional investment into this guy's funeral, who she kind of has figured didn't really care for her all that much. So I kind of pity her in that regard. And I think it kind of illustrates just how lonely a person Ruby actually is. So I've got sympathy for that in as well.
No, I know what you're saying. It just don't make sense. Well, I kind of get it in a way, but I just don't understand why she doesn't like Stacey. She resents Stacey for being the love of Martin's life. Why does she keep going, where is she? Where is she? Like, surely you don't want her involved anyway. Doesn't it seem
she's trying to. It does, but she's trying to prove a point there, isn't she? Like, oh, if Martin loved her so much, then why isn't she here sorting the funeral? Yeah, like, I'm the one that's doing everything, you know? So I kind of get where she's coming from, but at the same time, I'm sort of like, once Martin's buried, I don't see what she would hang around for naturally anyway, because it's not like she's got loads of friends around the square. She hasn't got a single person supporting her whatsoever. Jean's only
Sharon,
kind of
helped a little bit.
Yeah, but even Sharon's got, let's be honest, Sharon's got her own problems to deal with right now.
That is very true.
And even Jean is sort of kind of helping her, but at the same time is clearly deeply annoyed with her and clearly irritated by her and wishes she wasn't there. So I kind of see where they're going with it. Talking to Jean, she's kind of struggling trying to keep everything together. I feel like what they were going for this week was that Jean's kind of struggling without Stacey, and that she's going to be on the phone to Stacey and be like, do you want to come home now, please? So we can't do this. This is silly.
Yeah.
So I feel like, again, Stacey's going to come back for that. And then the other side of things was Lily, who, of course, is dealing with the death of her dad. And let's not forget, she's 14 now, Lily, isn't she?
Ivana's 15. I don't know, they're roughly around the same 14, age. 15. 14, 15.
Either way, too young to be going through what Lily's going through right now, let's be real. Yeah. That's, you know, that's hard.
Kids on Albert Square for you, that though,
right? Yeah, to be fair, you'd be rare to find a kid on Albert Square with both their parents by the time they hit 18, let's be real.
Exactly.
And it's interesting that she then went and got stoned with Varney. I kind of get
that. We called this off air, didn't we, by the way, last week?
We said
it's a shame
we weren't
like
recording.
Shame
we weren't recording when we said that. Bless. I mean, they did this whole thing where Ivani threw up, which presumably was supposed to be a whitey. Now, I'm no expert, really. I know you're no expert either. But I'm sure we have come across people in our lives that have been in this sort of situation before. And we know that throwing a whitey isn't the sort of thing.
It weren't a whitey, let's be real.
It wasn't a whitey, because if you throw a whitey. A whitey, if you're not aware, is basically what happens if you smoke far too much cannabis. It's basically, you know, when you do like too many shots of vodka and then you need to rush to the loo and throw it all up immediately.
Yeah.
But when you do that with weed, you literally feel like you're going to die. You're paranoid. You're panicking. You feel absolutely god-awful. And normally what you don't do is throw it once and then be giggling about it. It doesn't tend to happen with that sort of thing.
But you never know. They might go down that route if they continue it. Maybe they will go a bit more.
It's just a bit more accurate
on the whitey in front. I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is, they can't show kids having a good time on drugs, can they? That's the thing. They can't do that. They're not allowed.
Except for Lily. Lily looked like she was having a right laugh, to be fair to her.
Hissing herself laughing at Ivani's little disaster there. And I don't blame her. I can't blame the show too much for that, because you cannot show two kids under the age of 16 having a great old time on drugs. You just can't do that, can you? So I get it. I get
Where's it going, though? Where are they going with it all?
Well, this isn't Ivani sort of. I feel like Ivani's going to go on a bit of a drug journey now, it feels like.
I'm just wondering if it is a bit like what we, because we thought last week that she got pills, and I'm wondering if they're still going to catch her maybe in possession of this, so that then it goes against her in court later.
Yeah,
you know, if
I
they're
think
trying
so.
To press charges against the police or something.
I wonder
if it's going to go against her, and it's just going to be that kind of thing rather than.
It's not going to help her case, because obviously Priya and Ravi are going to be trying to push this complaint, and then the drugs are going to be discovered, and it's just all going to fall apart, isn't it? So.
Yes. Which, by the way, somebody commented on our YouTube channel with a lot of statistics. Did you see it about, like, police who conduct all these strip searches on kids without, like, an appropriate adult or a parent there and things like that? And now I'm thinking that's just all it was with this storyline. I don't know if the race thing's going to come into it or not.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, I still think there was an element there of that, which I feel like they are going to mention it. They're going to mention it at some point, but I do feel like it was very much left up to our own interpretation. But I did see a statistic that like it was something like 600 odd kids or
Yeah,
something
it were a
were
lot, weren't
under the
it?
age of 16 was strip searched last
Although, like,
year.
one every 14 hours, I
Crazy.
think they put,
That's
were like,
crazy stats. I love it when a
why are they
soap does
doing
something
this
like
to
that.
kids
Oh, I
without
don't know.
adults there?
I
That's
don't know.
wrong.
But it's I love it when the soaps do this because they show me something that I was completely and utterly unaware of. So it's
Yeah,
interesting to cover that. But it was sort of
definitely.
quite, yeah, one of those statistics where you just look at it and think, bloody hell, really? Wow. Yeah, shocking. But we'll see where the Avani stuff goes. I feel like we're very much at the start of a little journey for Avani here. And it's going to be interesting to sort of see how her and Nugget interact from here on in, because obviously Nugget have the stuff with the steroids. So I wonder if they're going to address that
Oh, yeah,
again.
of
That might be
course.
nice.
Yeah,
Yes.
definitely. We've not seen Nugget for a while,
We
actually, have
haven't. Not
we?
enough. Not enough, I would say. Bring back Nugget. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to Phil and Sharon. So Phil has decided that the time has come to tell Sharon how much he loves her, as though she needed telling, let's be real. Because Denise, Kathy, Sharon, they all rally round on Mother's Day to give Phil a great day. Hey, that's because they're mothers. They are mothers and they know what they
That's how
need to
you want to
do.
spend your Mother's Day. Okay, fair
Well,
enough.
no,
There you
you're
go.
spending time with your kid as well, aren't you?
I know,
So
I know. It was nice for Phil, I agree.
it was
Well,
lovely for Phil,
they
actually. Yeah, I
started
think
off,
it was
didn't they?
quite
Because
sweet.
they were panicking because Nigel couldn't find Phil, could he? And he's like, oh, well, we
Bless
watch
him.
Match of the Day every Sunday morning and he's not here. Where's he gone? Oh, but
Yeah, all he done
panicking
was
a bit more than that.
to go and see Peggy's grave. But obviously, Nigel wakes up, has no idea. Apparently, Phil even told him where he was going, but obviously, Nigel forgot and then panicked because he couldn't see Phil and was convinced that he'd gone off to commit suicide for somewhere. So he rang the police. And I kind of wondered whether he was going to tell Sharon at that point about the dementia. It might have been a good time to tell her, to be fair.
Yeah, well, Phil's still keeping his confidence on it as well, I noticed, which
Yeah.
actually is really nice
It's very
because
good of him, yeah. Phil's been very
obviously
understanding. Is it
Nigel
new
didn't do it
Phil?
the other way around, but
No,
it
it wasn't the
weren't,
same, was it?
malicious when Nigel said it. So
No.
it's nice that Phil's still keeping his confidence, but I
It's
do
Phil
agree that I
Mark
think
too.
they probably need to know though at some point, the people
It's
around
not going to
them.
be long, is it? It's not going to be long because
No.
he's only going to get worse from here, bless him. So I feel like Sharon knowing at that point would have helped. I feel like Sharon would have
Yeah,
been a good person to
definitely.
tell at that moment. But Nigel is basically saying to Phil, go on, just tell her. Tell her how much you love her. I know you love her, so get on with it, man, for goodness sake. So once they've had a lovely day together, Sharon's even managed to get Kathy to make Ben ring him as well from the
Oh,
prison.
yeah.
Apparently Ben is top dog in the prison. Is anyone surprised? Of course he is. Of course he is. Of course he is. Top dog in an American prison. Ben Mitchell has managed that. Of course he has.
Yeah, of
Quite
course he
right.
has. Of
Of
course
course
he
he
has,
has. He's a
yeah.
Mitchell. Of course he has. And so eventually, Phil and Sharon are left on their own, and Sharon and Phil confesses basically says, "I love you. I always have, always will. You were the only one I was thinking about while I was away. Like, I love you." And Sharon cannot deny that she feels the same, but also realizes that it's best now to tell him that she slept with Brant. Phil does
But
not.
actually,
Yeah, Phil does not agree. That's all, and go slightly mad. Now, I get it, right? Because the spectre of Grant is always going to hang over them, just as the spectre of Phil is always going to hang over Sharon and Grant. So Sharon cannot be happy with either of these brothers at any point for the rest of her life, I feel.
I don't know. I feel like her and Phil had moved on from the Grant stuff, though. Had she not done this, it would
Well,
have been quite okay, wouldn't it?
I don't know, because Phil has been known to bring up the Grant stuff every now and again. Do you remember when he was in prison for a bit and then he came back? They all thought he died in prison. And
Yes.
then him and Sharon had a moment. And I think that she'd been speaking to Grant on the phone and he got really annoyed about it because he was convinced that they'd started up again whilst he was in prison. So it's
Right,
always
okay.
clearly something that bothers
He's
Phil.
always got a bit of paranoia about
Yeah,
Grant.
yeah. And it turns out for very good reason. Because as soon
Barely
as
so.
Grant only needs to be back on the square for 5 minutes before those two are ripping each other's clothes off again. And I mean, even the last time that Grant showed up, they had a kiss, I think, didn't they? So it's Sharon can't resist it. It's
Can't resist any
insatiable.
bold Mitchell, can she?
Cannot.
Whichever
She
one's here
cannot.
will do.
I know. Bless her. So Phil is kind of quite annoyed about this and says to her, right, I'm done with you. I don't need you. I don't need you because I'm trying to recover. Do we believe a word he's saying?
No, but I understand why he went off the way he did in that moment.
Oh
They were
yeah.
a bit harsh, but also, he's
Yeah,
still Phil
but
Mitchell at the end of the day, isn't he?
He was kind of right though, because I think that he, when he said to
Well,
Sharon, like,
yeah.
you didn't tell me because you felt like you ought to tell me. You told me this to ease your conscience. And it's sort of like, I think so, actually. I think
Well,
you're probably
yeah.
right there. If Sharon had to admit that.
And she probably
So,
knew, well, Bianca knows, so it's not going to be that long before you find out.
frankly, it's
So,
amazing that you don't know about this already. So I'll tell you now, shall I? Yeah. So, Phil chucks her out the house, tells her that she doesn't deserve any family, just as some family steps out of a taxi. So, just as Sharon is being chucked out of Phil's and being told that she doesn't deserve a family, out steps of a taxi a family member, young Vicky Fowler, along with Ross and Joel, all now on the square. So this was fun. This is exciting. I liked all these three. I'm intrigued by where they're going with this. Good sign so far.
I wasn't expecting Vicky to be as feisty as she's been and fiery, you know.
I'm telling you now where they're going with this is that they're going to turn Vicky into what Michelle used to be. That's where this is all going. They're going to, because
Yeah,
people,
fair.
and the thing is, people always remember Michelle as somebody who was almost kind of quite wise, and someone who, though she, even before she came back with that weird sort of borderline paedophile storyline that she did last time when she got recast,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
that. But even before then, she was messy, Michelle. You know, the whole thing with Den, and then she slept with Grant, and it was just all messy, 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 messy. And I think this is actually where they're going to go with Vicky in the long term. And it sounds like they're halfway there already because something weird is going on with her and Ross. That's not as it seems. I'm kind of curious as to how Ross is going to be long term. There's a part of me that wonders if there's a villain in him somewhere.
Oh, and see, I was thinking that we're supposed to think he's a villain, but I actually think he's going to be the nice guy and Vicky's going to be more of the villain, is what I was wondering.
What do you mean by villain, though, in that sense?
Well, okay, not like a murderous villain, but I think she'd be the bad egg out of the couple, not him.
Okay. I mean, I can sort of just see her as somebody who is going to be making a lot of very bad decisions and is going to be, like you say, quite feisty and gobby and sort of like, I'm glad that let's address one thing straight away. I'm glad they just decided to make her London. Just easier,
Well,
isn't it? Just easier. Yeah.
didn't they not do that with the old vicar? Didn't they
Yeah,
just drop
halfway
her
through her
accent
st yeah,
all of a sudden?
halfway through
Right, I
the
remembered
stint.
that right.
Yeah, because I think they started off doing an accent with her, and then the audience reaction came in, and she was like, just do London, just be London. And then
Forget the American, yeah.
apparently London had an impact on her, and she started talking like a Londoner again.
Yes. Okay, I didn't
I
imagine
think it
that.
was just very wise to make her London straight from the start, don't you? I think
Yes,
that's
that would
probably
have
the
been the
best
better
decision.
bet.
So, but as we say, Vicky comes back, and immediately a load of lies start to unravel. Because Sharon's first question when she steps out is, where's Spencer? And Vicky tells her that Spencer cheated on her. Now, I used to love Spencer. He was in a bit of a drip, but I did like Spencer. He was a lovely bloke.
Yeah,
And
we're nice.
everybody straight away was sort of like, well, that's not true, is it? Because Spencer wouldn't do that. And Alfie gets in touch with Spencer. And it turns out that Vicky was the one that had the affair with his mate, Ross. What did we think of the Vicky versus Kat thing? I thought that was a bit random. It seemed to come out of nowhere and got to quite a high level quite quickly, I thought.
Well, I think, like we say, when they bring new characters in, let's call her a new character for argument's sake, she's going to be a
Top
fit,
level. Yeah,
over the top for
absolutely.
the first week. So I think they're just trying to show that she's got that fiery side and that she's not scared of going up
Sure.
against someone like Kat or even Sharon at one point when she
No,
said, if you
and
smack me, I'll
Priya.
smack you back. And Priya. So we've got, right, okay, she's gobby. There we
Yeah,
go.
fair enough. I thought it was there. I mean, I thought it all, the three of them worked together quite well. And by the end of the week, I was sort of like intrigued and sort of like wondering where this is going. Because what it transpires is that Vicky has the real reason that she's come back to the square, yes, to sort of say goodbye to Martin because Michelle can't be asked to go. Basically, Michelle can't be asked to go. Yes, I can't handle it. Shut up. You can't be asked to go. Let's be real. You don't do funerals, Michelle. You haven't been to a single member of your family's funerals at all. So why would you bother starting now? Is basically where we're at with Michelle, isn't it? And it seems that Vicky has some debts to pay off. And she realizes that asking Sharon might not work out. So she goes straight to Ian. Now, the Ian and Vicky and Priya scene, I want to briefly touch on. Because that was brilliant. Loved every second of
Brilliant.
that. And a bit of a nice little friction between Ian and Priya. I don't think I want any sort of romance going on there, but I really like them having a friendship.
Yeah, I do. I like that they... It's nice that some of their conversations were probably a bit genuine then, because they don't seem like they hate each other, even though he knows it. It's like they've got each other's card marked, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a case that Ian has been kind of screwed over by that many women in his life, that when it happens with someone like Priya, he's sort of just like, oh, okay, I get what your game is. All right. And sort of humours her. And it's just like, I know what you're about. All right, fair play. Thanks very much for sticking up for me. So I thought that was quite sweet. And I think that Priya recognises that in him. So I kind of quite like him to sort of explore that a little bit more. I liked this friendship that's developing between them.
A platonic friendship, though. Yes, that's all we
need. We like friendships on the square.
They'll be getting married next Christmas. You probably do know that. They'll be Priya, Christmas Day wedding next year.
Priya Beale is on the horizon.
Priya.
See that? Priyal. Priyan. Priyan.
Priyan. Priyan.
Oh. Yeah, that works. But then it transpires that the debts aren't Vicky's. They're Ross's. Vicky's not in debt, but Ross is.
Good one, Rob.
And... anybody who doesn't know the Traitors won't have a clue what that was about. And it's interesting because then we discover that actually it's Joel who is responsible for these debts. Now, any idea what this could be about?
My only thinking that I could think, and I'm sorry if this seems like a weird way for my brain to go, but I'm basing it on a Coronation Street storyline.
That's not the weirdest way your brain has ever gone, Rachel.
When I say what the theory is, you might go,
okay.
When Asher, do you remember she was sending nude photos to Corey? I don't know if you were watching Corey at that point.
I know the storyline you mean. Yeah.
So basically, I wondered if it's that he sent some inappropriate pictures online in the train and he's getting blackmailed.
Oh, now he's being blackmailed.
I was trying to think how, because they're kind of trying to imply that he didn't find it that weird about Tommy with the AI thing. And then he mentioned that he finds it hard to make friends.
Yes.
So that's where my brain went, because I thought, how else does a kid his age rack up 25 grand's worth of debt?
Yeah, it's interesting that. But then also on that front, I see you thinking, but then why would sending embarrassing photos of himself accumulate to 25 grand?
Well, you know, on Corey, Dev still supposedly pays this like company to keep Ash's images off the internet.
Oh really? Oh wow, yeah. Okay then.
Like pays a lump sum, like something ridiculous every month, pays this company to keep her images off the internet, because apparently once they're on like the dark web, that's it. So I don't know.
Do you reckon might something to do with that? I mean, maybe. Joel's interesting, because Joel actually appears very cocky and confident.
Exactly.
Which kind of doesn't work too well with his saying that he finds it difficult to make friends. Or I wondered actually if he said that in the past tense. I used to find it difficult to make friends. So, and then he kind of arrives, instantly has his eye on Amy, instantly has his eye on Lily. Him and Tommy become quick mates. They've got like a laddish handshake, which gets established quite quickly. I was sort of like, is that a thing that lads just do now? And it's an established thing.
You're a lad. You're a lad around here.
I'm an absolute lad, really. You know this. All right. Yes. but it's like, I liked that little handshake, but it just seemed to be something that they knew what to do immediately. And I was sort of like, is that a thing between kids? Lad kids these days. Yeah. Just like do some weird hands. If you're not watching on YouTube, we're trying to attempt to reconstruct this. Handshake. And all we're really doing is just wringing our hands together like old people.
Sing happy birthday and wash up.
Wringing
20
our old arthritic hands together. So Tommy and Joel being mates, I quite liked. I thought this was quite sweet and gave nice little insight to Tommy at that moment, because actually the first time throughout all of this thing with Tommy that I've actually felt quite sorry for him.
Yes, I did as well. And kind of like happy for him, but didn't realise how difficult he was finding it to make friends until this week. Yeah.
Because even it only took him, like Joel talking to Lily, and he was like green with envy and was kicking off about it. Because like, that's my mate. What are you taking my mate off me for?
Yeah.
And
it's sort don't of like, share my mate with you, Lily.
Is that where we're at now, Tommy? Jesus. Like, you really have like got no self confidence whatsoever, have you?
He really clung on to him, didn't he, this week? But I want to know what it is. Can you think of anything else it could be with Gerald? What could it be for a
25
kid at that
grand
age?
makes me wonder if it's a legal thing. So maybe like he is a police thing and he's paying off solicitors or something like that, or lawyers or something.
Could be
Maybe.
actually, yeah. Maybe he's
Something like
committed a
that.
crime in Oz,
Yeah.
doing some God knows what.
Or, some sort of loan shark thing or something like that.
Well, it was weird that he got the
Damages.
phone call, didn't he, from somebody as well? And he was like, "Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
get you your money."
Now, what was the implication that he said something about, Vicky said something about him, like an ex-partner that he was divorcing or something, or like I completely made
That
that
was
up.
the line that she was saying to Sharon,
Yeah.
that his ex-wife basically fleeced him in court for something. But
Yeah. And so that's obviously a lie. So it's nothing to do with that. But
no.
I got the impression that Vicky doesn't even know about this. Did you?
I'm not sure. I couldn't decide if she did know or not.
I feel
Maybe they've
like
agreed to
Vicky.
say it's Ross's debts.
Maybe. I feel like I. Well, the impression that I got was that Vicky doesn't know, but she thinks it's Ross's debts, but Ross hasn't told her that it's actually thanks to Joel, was the impression I got. But I
So
could be
then what
wrong.
would he have told her that it is if she doesn't
Yeah.
know that it's
Which means it's
Joel's?
something that he doesn't want Vicky to know about. So that means that it must be something to do with legal stuff, like Joel's done
And there's a.
something really bad.
But then they've supposedly been together for a couple of years now, so surely
Yeah,
she
so
would
she'd
know if it was
know.
something Gerald had done.
Yeah, unless this is like a long-term debt that he's now only just started having difficulty paying off. Much to discover there, I feel. But she manages to persuade Sharon to give her this 25 grand, which Sharon just has kind of. I can't wait till I reach an age where I've got 25 grand just kicking around.
Yeah, sure,
That happens,
sis.
right? It does happen at some
Take
point, right?
it.
You know, when
But
we
let
get
me know if it does.
when we grow up, but I think that happens, doesn't it? Because
When we grow up,
most adults on soaps have 25 grand kicking around quite happily. So I'm hoping that
Just
maybe when you
seems to be
reach
the
the age of your
Mitchells.
40s. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You need to own a business or something first, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't
Even then,
think
though.
our little podcast is going to get us to quite that stage just yet.
I think it will. Let's manifest it,
Fair.
Rob. Come on.
Yes. Pray to the stars.
Well, actually, Sharon didn't decide to just give it to her. I think it was a conversation she had with Linda first, if you remember.
That's
And
true,
Linda
yeah.
said if there are bad people coming after him, then they're
Yeah.
probably going to come after your sister. So I think
Yeah,
Sharon's viewing
true.
it a bit as protection money rather than
That's
helping them
true.
out, because
Yeah,
she
yeah,
still doesn't
yeah.
want to see her sister getting hurt.
That's true. So it kind I yeah, I'm leaning towards it's loan sharks for paying off something that Joel has done, or some form of solicitor or lawyer's fee for something that. Either way, I think that Joel's done something illegal, and
Well, yeah, must be at that
and
cost.
Ross is paying back the consequences of that.
And where's his mum? Has his mum disowned him for it? Why is he with dad
Yeah,
and not mum
yeah,
if
yeah,
something
yeah,
bad's
yeah.
happened? Or,
Is this
yeah.
mum going to show up at some point?
Is Joel going to be a bit of an incel? Is he going to help Tommy go down
We're
the wrong
clinging on to
path?
that. We're clinging on to that incel thing, aren't we?
You
It's going to
never
happen at
know.
some point. You never know. I don't know. Interesting though. I liked all this. This was good. I think it was a good first week for all three characters. I love me having. I know new actor, but I love having old characters meet new characters. Like the whole thing with her and Priya, I absolutely adored. I thought that was great. And just having her sort of walk into the bar, because she would have had quite an affiliation towards Harry's barn at one point, because that's where she brought Den
Course.
back to meet Sharon. So that club has been there throughout Vicky's life. So she would have been aware of that. So that was nice to
Well, she
sort of
commented
see.
on it, didn't she? She said, didn't
Yeah,
she
God,
go
this
in
has
and say, "Oh,
changed.
this has all changed"?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The scene with her and Kathy, that was lovely. I liked that. So
Oh,
that was
yeah.
nice.
Kathy didn't recognise her at first. Well, one of us did, Kathy. You weren't alone there at first,
Yeah,
was she?
exactly. Yeah, to be fair. And even Sharon to run away. Yeah, not the only thing that's changed. It was sort of like, that's quite meta. Fair play, EastEnders. So overall, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good opening for the all three characters. I'm intrigued to sort of see where it's going to go.
Where are they going to live? Are they just going to move
Where
in
are
with
they going to
Sharon
live?
then? Because they can't afford anything. They're in London, don't forget.
That's
They're
true,
not going to
but.
afford Sonia's house.
Oh, can they not though? Because it's going to be a empty house that's and it's a regular set that's been on the square for years and years and years. So I feel like they're going to think of some way to get all three of them in there. And it's a
I
Fowler,
think they're going to
so
live with Sharon now,
I feel
you
like it's not. It may be, but I feel like it's not going to work long term.
No, I agree. But I mean, who's Sharon got living? Oh, Sharon's got Ruby and Roman still, hasn't
Well,
she?
Ruby's going to be gone soon. So
Yeah,
is Zach
so.
still, and Zach's got his own place now, so he
Yeah,
doesn't live
Zach's
there
got the
anymore, does
flat,
he?
hasn't he?
So maybe could fit in with Sharon, but I feel like whatever's going to go on with Joel, that's not going to work well with Sharon's life at some point soon. So
No.
she's going to end, they're going to end up kicking out. And to be fair, they've had like three rows already this week, so they're not going to live together long term, are they? That's not going to work.
No. They were
And
right at each other's throat
they
and
were.
showing how much Michelle's always slagging Sharon off, apparently,
Yeah,
weren't she?
which I can imagine completely.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
100% I can imagine that. Yeah, so interesting. Gold star this week, Ree. What do you think?
Do you know what? I was actually debating giving it to Bex, but I think I'm going to give it to Sonia because actually I think Sonia had quite a strong week this week.
Okay, fair
So
play.
I'm
That's a
just
good
going to give it to
shout.
Sonia. Yeah, I think Sonia.
I'm gonna give mine to Vicky. First gold star, first week.
Yeah,
Fair play. I liked her. I
fair.
like her a lot.
Yeah,
So yeah,
yeah.
an interesting week for the three new characters. Interesting to sort of see where they go. I'm interested to sort of see Joel's influence on Tommy. Is that going to be good or bad? I suspect bad. But at the same time, I'd also quite like Tommy to actually just have a genuine mate in his life. I feel like that would help him a
Yeah.
lot. So what do we
I
think?
think
Let
it'll
us
be a bad
know.
influence though.
I feel like you might be right. Let us know in the comment section where you think these news stories are going. What do you think Joel has done? Is Ross potentially a villain? And where are they going to live? Let us know in the comment section below and let us know who your gold stars are going to. As usual, ladies and gents, we'll finish the podcast off with some comments from you. So, before we read a couple of comments out, potential news, not had this before, potential news that we don't know whether it's true or not, okay?
We both don't feel like it is true, do we?
It
But
feels like it's such a mad thing to happen that I don't know whether it is true or not. But apparently, Celebrity Big Brother starts again on Monday next week. And the rumour mill is in quite heavy flow that Patsy Palmer's going in. And
just don't believe it,
I
surely
feel like
not.
I will not believe it's true until she sat in the diary room slagging off someone from Love Island. I don't know if it's true
Yeah.
yet. But what a
Oh, I feel
signing
like
that
she'd
would be.
like Chris. He's the rumoured Love Islander. I feel like she'd get on with him,
Yeah.
actually.
Well, Jack P. Sheppard's apparently rumoured as well, which is someone from Corrie that I didn't think would do reality TV in a million years. So.
I think I could see him doing it, though, just because, what's it called? Colson Smith did it last
Yeah,
year.
yeah,
He
yeah.
plays
But then
Craig on
I feel,
there.
yeah, but I just feel like the way that Jack P. Sheppard comes across sometimes, it's just like, I don't think it would be, it was something that would interest him. But.
If you're offered the right amount of money, you might.
Well, if you're offered the right, everyone's got a price, right? And maybe it
Exactly,
would
yeah.
appear that Patsy Palmer's price has been reached because she's apparently going in. I will believe it when I see it,
I'm
but
here
what
for it. I
I'm
love
here
it if
for
she
it.
is, but I
I'm
just
here
don't
for
buy
it.
it.
I will watch it all day long if she's going. I mean, I'll watch it all day long anyway. I love that show.
Yeah, true.
But what a signing that would be potentially. It looks like quite a good cast list if everything that's rumored is to be believed. So, if you want to see potentially Bianca from EastEnders going into the Celebrity Big Brother house on Monday, ITV1, Monday, watch it. Interesting.
Other TV channels are available.
They are. So we've had a message from Jen. We got a lovely message from Jen who says, "Hi, Rob and Ree. Just wanted to drop you both a quick message just to say thank you both so much. I discovered your podcast around July 2023 and I've watched it every week since without fail. However, it's had much more significance for me since the beginning of the year as I've been training for my first ever marathon. Every Saturday, I've really appreciated the early release of your podcast and my early morning weekend runs, which have gradually got longer and more difficult. It's like you, Rob and Ree, have been with me on all my long runs, almost like a friend. So I thought it's only right to let you know how much you've helped me. I've laughed out loud listening to you two bicker whilst out running and got some really funny looks. My race is this Sunday, the 6th of April. I hope it'll all be worth it. And thank you to you two for being a part of it with me. I don't think I'd have got through the training without you. I don't think I had the patience to wait till Sunday to listen to this week's though for my race, but it's got me through so many runs. So thanks, Rob and Ree. Here's hoping I get a good finish time. The hilarious irony that we are helping anyone with marathon training.
I'm so glad we could help you with your marathon
So glad.
training
We are
anytime.
the last people on God's green earth that would ever do anything to do with a marathon.
No.
But I tell you what, Jen, the very best of luck to you. And
Good
thank you
luck.
so much for that lovely message. It warms me cockles, it did.
And well done for
Yeah, fair
Like,
play.
even training for a marathon, let alone thinking about doing the race. Like, best of luck to you.
I asked if it was for a charity or anything, and Jen said that it was just for me, really, which
For
is,
fun.
I know, crazy, right? But fair play.
No,
Well
well
done,
done,
Jen.
yeah.
Good for you. Any more messages, Ree?
We've got a comment from Rachel who says, "What a great week of EastEnders. I think Natalie has been outstanding this week, and I love the fact that she reflected on the fact that the shadow of Jamie did linger on her and Martin originally. There has been great references to past characters, especially Pauline this week, and I'm loving Alice Hager's Vicky. I know Scarlett didn't want to return, understandable after the reaction online to the accent incident of 2003.
Yeah, this is what I mean. This is why I'm so glad they just decided to just do London. Much easier. We don't have to pretend. Everyone can just do a London accent and everyone fits in marvellously and no one has to comment. It's fine. Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, apparently she was asked, which is nice as well. They went to the original actor and said, do you fancy it? And she was like, good, thanks. I'm all right. But I like her as Vicky. I kind of bought her fine by the end of the week. I was sort of like, yeah, you're Vicky. That's fine. I can buy that.
Yeah.
And she really does look like Michelle's daughter as well. Like, I think
Yes.
that's, they've cast that quite well as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, like you say, I think we've definitely gone down the Michelle route as well
Yeah,
with her.
definitely.
Yeah.
She's definitely a mini Michelle. So I'm really looking forward to sort of seeing Vicky from here on in. Right, ladies and gents, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, tissues at the ready as we lay Martin Fowler to rest. Very, very sad. I think Stacey's back though, so that's exciting. The
Yay.
shortest, but honest to God, that woman must have popped out a kid and then gone and blown all her hearts apart for the live anniversary and then is coming back
This is what I
now.
don't understand. Surely she's not back full time now after this.
I
Like,
mean,
fair
we'll
play
find
to
out.
Lacey Turner as she
Yeah.
is, but wow.
We'll find out, I suppose, next
Have a
week when she have
rest.
a rest, love.
Yeah.
She
It's
deserves
baby number
it.
three.
I know. I tell you what, I bet
Oh.
she's not sleeping. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine?
No. Amazing. Makes
Amazing.
her even more amazing, to be
She
honest.
deserves a George Cross, that woman, I tell you. So thank you very much for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.